Brad's on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
Hey, Ryan.
I am excited about what you got here. Mystery solved. Yeah. Mystery solved. Thank gosh. We're getting towards the end of this, and I can relax, and you're going to solve the mystery for me. I'm totally stoked.
Wow. You're frightening.
So now you've solved the mystery, I guess we may as well both retire.
I see. This is starting off with great enthusiasm.
ominous tones, too. No, quite frankly, I really enjoyed your articles, as usual, but it brought up questions for me again. In your very first paragraph, you start off, did you ever notice every time there's a big scientific discovery, one mystery may be solved, but it opens the door to countless other new and even more complex mysteries? You know, I can't say I did notice that, but I did notice that in my own personal life, every time I solve one of the mysteries of my strange and weird behavior, it opens the door to even more strange and weird behavior. I kind of feel like a big scientific discovery.
Okay.
So I'm glad that you've got the mystery solved so I can stop having to go through this exercise of discovery and problem and discovery and problem.
Now, wait a minute. Let's take the title in context. What did I say?
You said a mystery solved. Yeah, that is the point. But will you get it? That's why I'm calling you, Brad, because I really, really want to get it.
And what is it after reading that you didn't get and you felt the deep need to call and hear the sound of my soft, lovely voice?
Okay, you should have been a crooner. The first question that comes to mind is, based on mass, therefore, neutrinos are not spirit agents, but possibly the vehicles used by them. Can you expand a little bit on that? That's kind of a way out there concept for me. I'm not suggesting that it's not true. I'm just saying that it's way out there.
Well, you brought up something a long time ago about spirit agents, as I've coined the term here, and I like it now that I'm thinking of it. And frankly, quantum mechanics was what helped me get to that point. But you made the statement that spirit agents can't create anything on their own. They have to use us.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is just coming to me. Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't spirits also hop on these crazy things and go the speed of light? You know, you stop and think of it. If it's true, I'm not saying it is. I believe it is. But if it's true that the God of this world, the small g God of this world, really does have control over everything physical, then why wouldn't they, and they don't have any power of their own, we know that, why wouldn't they hop aboard a chariot, a lepton chariot, right?
So you do say that lepton chariot reference a little bit later on, but the one that I'm talking about is actually the 5th paragraph. Your sentence says, based on mass, therefore, neutrinos are not spirit agents, but possibly the vehicles used by them. And I'm wondering, your hypothesis, where did that come from? I don't know if I want to call it a hypothesis, your idea.
Well, let's pose the possibility. You know, generally I make statements like, I got that directly from Dad.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, but it may have come from Dad. I think my enthusiasm for the whole field of quantum mechanics opening my mind to several possibilities in the spirit realm was certainly given to me by Dad. I believe that. So I'm saying that's a possibility. But the hypothesis, the supposition, the conjecture, just it all of a sudden popped in my head. It was like, yeah, why not? You know, it sounds crazy at first, but, you know, the spirit realm is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any more sense to anybody, believer or not believer, who is first exposed to it. You know, 2 and 2 don't make 4 in quantum. Spirits or demons don't make any sense to most Christians. You and I know they exist by whatever other name. Am I right or am I...
They exist. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm not questioning that. Vehicles used by them. You know, when you use the word, and maybe that's what I'm stumbling, I'm getting stuck on that word vehicle. Because when I think of a vehicle, I think of my car, a horse and buggy, my bicycle, you know, well, something which to speed
wait
my...
A minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
UFOs. Neutrinos. Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't usually.
I'm struggling here, Brad. I need some help. I seriously don't get it. Vehicles used by spirit agents. What does a spirit agent need a vehicle for?
Why does a spirit agent need your mind?
Because my mind creates in this physical realm. It's designed to do so. It's a perfectly functioning tool to create physicality, to create circumstance, situation, emotional response, transformation.
Well, Ryan, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just scratch out this part of the article, and then we won't be troubled by the question.
That's really...
What's the matter?
I just need to understand, because it's like a fish hook in my mouth, and I'm the fish, okay? I'm on the line, and I want this fish hook out. Spirit agents using vehicles of subatomic particles.
I really don't have an answer for you.
Really?
No.
I'm really disappointed.
If you go, well, gee, many Christmas, read on further. I said it's just supposition. Why get hung up on it? Conjecture. As my excuse, I said that's what quantum physicists do. They ask crazy questions, and that's how they come up with all these breakthroughs. And I thought, wow, why can't I ask a crazy question? Maybe we'll get a breakthrough.
Say that again?
I say, why can't I ask a crazy question? Maybe we'll get a breakthrough.
Well, that's a pretty powerful statement if I've ever heard one.
Really?
So by asking crazy questions, it shifts my perspective, which is kind of what your article is about, right?
I hope so.
Huh.
You've always told me, because I've always been in wonderment why on earth you would take some old man's hen scratching, and now I decide to publish them, but initiate a website and then call me on the telephone long distance and ask me questions. And I ask you, why on earth do you do this? And your reasoning has always been because you see my writings free up some people. Some people are just, to use a crude term, just pisses off. But some people get free. I mean, really free spiritually. And go to Dad and start getting their own stuff. And it's exciting to watch. That's kind of what you told me, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And that's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I'm still enjoying it. But I just learned something. I learned that by entertaining these crazy thoughts, I'm expanding my mind.
And let's play with it for a minute, though.
Okay.
I mean, when you have enough of a mind for science... Not because you understand it, but yeah, you know, you've got a kid that's in advanced science in his education, and he's telling you things that confirm what I've been writing, the elimination of death, for example.
Yeah.
And science believes that now. Well, stop and think about it for a minute. Here are things rushing around close to the speed of sound.
Light.
That science is now saying has mass. Originally, they said it didn't have mass. I've used the word, I don't know if this is the first time in this article, but I've used the term to explain what mass means, because it means the volume, you know, in astrophysics, it means the volume of something, like the mass of a star is the weight plus the volume. And I just said nuts to that because that's too hard for my mind to get around. So I've coined the term for me, physical substance. Okay, what I believe and know, and I don't know, but I believe it, is that spirits have no physical substance.
Right.
Meaning they don't have any mass.
Okay.
Like, here you got this crazy, and this is where I was coming from a few minutes ago. I saw in my mind all of a sudden UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Okay? We've got a lot of crazy people, so-called, who believe in UFOs. Sometimes they make some pretty good arguments for their hypotheses. And I'm not going there. But all of a sudden I saw, wait a minute, why not? You know, and why, and since the God of this world, small g God of this world, does control everything in the physical realm, you believe it, I believe it, why not, why not have these crazy spirit agents of his riding around on space vehicles that are not only go at the speed of sound, but you can't even see them with your physical eye. And then they manifest. Well, you and I both know that what we have formerly called demons or spirits have all kinds of physical manifestations when you're tuned to them.
Right.
So, there we go.
Okay.
So, are we still excited about this article, or are you ready to hang up on me and shake your head and say, maybe we should come back another day?
No, no, I don't think we should come back another day. I see your point. It's just as plausible as saying that spirit agents have mass.
Hey, and maybe they do.
Right? I don't know. I'm ignorant about this sort of stuff.
Me too.
I guess ultimately, the reason why we're even having this discussion, or why anybody should be even interested in this conversation, is expand your mind. Expand your horizons. It's the more perspectives you have, the more tools you have available to you to move forward in your relationship with God.
I'm not sure I agree with that particular statement, but, you know...
Well, why would you want to expand your mind?
Well, because it is a tool that we have to use in the physical realm. So why not expand it?
You work on your biceps every day?
Why? Well, oh, yeah, okay.
It's a tool you have in your... tool you have in this physical world.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, that's why we pump iron. Yeah, okay.
It's a tool. And the reality is if you don't use it, it turns to mush.
Yeah, well, yes, okay.
I know lots of people your age that are pretty mushy.
Yeah, you know a lot of people my age that are even have mushier brains than I do, too.
Yeah, I can take in my own family and look at some of the mush conversations that I've had, that I've already had three times already.
Right.
You know, if you don't use it, it's gone. But I also remember my grandmother, at the very young age of 72, telling me that my mind would grow sharper and sharper and sharper as I got older. She said that her only disappointment was that her body didn't seem to deteriorate, but her mind, she said, got better, her memory got better, everything got better. But my grandmother read almost constantly. She was not a television watcher very much. I think she liked The Price is Right, and that's about it. Not only because she thought Bob Barker was cute.
That explains some things. Now I know what's in your DNA. Okay.
Well, that's mind expanding now, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, my point is so if you're saying that we need to investigate this stuff to exercise our mind, is that the, you know, how does that relate to quantum physics and spirituality then?
Okay. That's a good question. I didn't say to investigate these things. I said, why not ask the crazy question? What if? That's all. Because it's what-if questions that have not only broadened our horizons in the scientific realm, but just, you know, what if we could do X in this way, this alternate way? And once you start looking at that, that's how everything gets invented. You know, what do they say? The invention is the something of need or something. I'm not doing well with that one. Well, when something gets invented, it gets invented because somebody saw the need for it.
Oh, invention is the mother. Sorry,
mother of invention.
Need is the mother of invention, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Somebody also once told me that the reason why we invent these new fancy things is because we're lazy. Man is inherently lazy. He doesn't like to work. So he comes up with shortcuts.
Yeah, probably. Which gets us back to why are we doing what we're doing with this stuff?
There's one more thing I need to ask you. I understand that we need to broaden horizons, and I agree with broadening horizons. However you want to look at it, that's up to you. I think broadening horizons have been very beneficial in my life, and I would encourage others to do the same. If thinking in these crazy ways helps you to broaden your horizons, then I want to support that. Please continue on part 2.